This is the Brian Lehrer Show. Good morning, everybody. I'm Brian Lehrer.
And I'm Jamie Floyd, joining Brian today for the top of the show.
And no, this is not a brand new co-host format. We are not the new Steve Inskeep and Renee Montaigne or John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee. The deal is simply that I am on jury duty, but I am not due in court until 11 o'clock today, so we thought we would do the first half hour of the show together.
That is my good fortune. I am so pleased to be here, and I will take the second half of the show as Brian goes off to do his good service as a juror in New York.
That's right. I actually got selected for a jury yesterday. They usually hear what I do for a living, and that's the end of that. Lawyers don't want the scrutiny of me talking about the case once it's concluded, I guess, which of course I will. And they don't want a journalist who knows something or thinks he knows something about the criminal justice system with his big opinions and observations, right?
That's absolutely right. Now, you haven't actually started the trial yet. That will begin later today, correct?
So I am told. But you never know what happens. And, you know, really, I've been on jury duty before, but as I said, never selected for an actual jury. And honestly, I was really ambivalent in there yesterday. Part of me was thinking, don't pick me. Don't pick me. Let me go back to my life. Let me go back to my radio program. And part of me was thinking, this is an important honor to serve the justice system in this way. And as a talk show host who often deals with criminal justice issues, Jamie, as you know, it will help me serve the public to have had this experience myself, to have had what is really an awesome responsibility of holding someone's fate in my hands along with the other jurors and seeing what being fair means when it's not about an issue in the news in the abstract like we often deal with it on the show, but in a very first-person way where the individuals affected are right there looking you in the eye. So really, I'm very proud to be there.
Yeah, and we were stunned when we saw you walk back into the newsroom mid-afternoon because we thought you would sit in the large veneer room all day yesterday and then sit there again all day today and then be dismissed for another several years.
As has always happened to me in the past.
And yet you walked in, and the minute I saw you walk in, I knew it had happened. You'd been selected.
That's right. And I will talk more afterwards about the process of voir dire, as they call it, jury selection. After all this is concluded, there were things about it that I found very interesting and that raised public issues beyond me. But I won't say anything about the case until it's done. The rules are very strict about that. They tell us we're not allowed to discuss the case even with our spouses.
Yes.
But as a lawyer, Jamie, why is that? After all, a trial, whether criminal or civil, and I won't even say whether I'm on a criminal or civil case. I'll keep it that secret. But it's an open proceeding. It's an open public proceeding. It's in the Constitution. You could come down after the show, sit in the courtroom as a spectator, then come on here the next day, Jamie, and blab about it all you want.
I could, as your guest host.
While as a juror, I can't even tell my wife what happened that day, let alone to the listeners to the show.
Yeah, Why is that? Many of your listeners may not realize that in my prior life, I was an attorney for many, many years before I came to journalism and have a degree in journalism as well as a law degree. Well, it is because, Brian, the deliberations have begun. I mean, as a juror, unlike every other participant in the process and unlike members of the public, the juror begins deliberating, or you're really not even supposed to begin deliberating. That's really what it is. You are supposed to suspend your judgment until you and the other jurors as a collective begin deliberating together. Now, this is a bit of a legal fiction, isn't it? Really, do you sit there and form no opinions of anyone, the defendant, the lawyers, the witnesses, the judge? It's very difficult for the individual to do that. But in theory, that's what happens. It's not until the jury, we really value that jury as a whole, as a collective, in that jury room. And that's the real fascinating place, the place where no camera ever goes, right? Even with cameras in some court rooms, not in New York State as a rule, but we don't want you to begin the deliberative process. And so if you discuss it with your wife, even if she says nothing back,
mm-hmm.
and what spouse really says nothing nothing back. But even if the spouse says nothing back, or if I say nothing, or if your colleagues say nothing, you're deliberating when you talk about
really,
it, when you think about
that.
It. So you're not supposed to be thinking about it, talking about it, ruminating. And so the idea is to put it aside, except when you sit down finally with your fellow jurors, choose the foreperson, and begin the deliberation process.
Well, obviously, you can't stop yourself from thinking. Of course, you want, as a juror, to approach it with an open mind at all points.
And a presumption of innocence.
A presumption of innocence. And I guess even if you are forming a tentative opinion at any given point about a given piece of evidence or a given witness's credibility or whatever, you want to keep it open in your mind until you hear the next thing that might mitigate that or contradict that. So I understand what you're saying. I think that it's not so much that they don't want me telling. And, of course, they can't stop people from thinking and ruminating. My theory is they don't want other people reacting. People could color my impression of a situation by telling me, oh, I'm a cop. I know about things like that. you know, you could say, I used to be a lawyer. Let me tell you what that language really means.
Well,
so they want to limit the influences on me as a jury member, not so much by me on the outside world. Is that right?
Well, and most people will say something. And, you know, I say presumption of innocence. I'm a criminal attorney by training. So, of course, I make an assumption we're in a criminal case. Civil cases are even more complex. And the juror and his or her deliberations more easily colored because of the complexity. So anything that someone might say has more of a likelihood to color your impression. So I listen, I'm a traditionalist. I like these rules. I see no need to discuss it. I think it's wonderful that we're here talking about it in the broadest strokes because I really believe in service on jurors. You know, we all think, oh, this would never happen to me. I would never need a jury. I'm never going to be caught up in the criminal justice system or in a civil litigation. But as we're about to talk about in the big World Trade Center case, so many people were. And you know, any day we could find ourselves caught up in civil or criminal litigation. And so you want the finest people you could possibly have sitting on that jury. And, you know, Brian, I wasn't all that surprised to see you walk into the newsroom because with Judge Kay and across the country, the rules have tightened. And it is not all that easy to avoid jury service. And it shouldn't be. We should have all citizens serving. And good for you. That you're going to be going. And good for me because I get to guest host.
There we go. Judge Kay, Judge Kay being the former New York State Chief Judge who, when she was Chief Judge, imposed many revisions on the jury system, actually to make it harder to get off and so more people would have to serve, as well as to make it more user-friendly for the jurors when they're there. By the way, folks, they now have Wi-Fi. Free public Wi-Fi in the veneer room. So more to come on this whenever there is a verdict or however it ends. In the meantime, I am day-to-day as well as to when I will be really back hosting the show. For the moment, though, before I leave you in Jamie's capable hands for the rest of the morning,